Led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Now let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us in clothed in our right mind. Father, we recognize you as our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer, and so much more. You are our Jehovah Jireh. Lord God, you always provide. Father God, you are our Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord God that healeth thee. Now, oh God, we ask that you will have thine own way. Even as we continue to decrease, God, we ask that you will increase within us. God, we can't do nothing without you, but with you, we can do all things. And for that, God, we just say thank you. Thank you, oh God, for what you are about to do on this morning. As we yield ourselves as vessels unto you, oh God, in the matchless name of Jesus. God, we give you glory. We give you honor, God. God, refill us with your Holy Spirit, oh God. God, give us a fresh anointing, God. God, restore, oh God. Replenish, oh God, in the matchless name of Jesus. God, you said, we have not because we ask not. And we come in before the throne of grace on this morning, God, asking you to have your way, oh God. Pleading our case, oh God, unto you in the matchless name of Jesus. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory. All the honor and all the praise, because you're so worthy of it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn them to Zechariah, the 4th chapter and the 10th verse. Zechariah 4 and 10 reads, "For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the land in the hand of Zerubbabel. With those 7, they are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. Today's topic is small beginnings. Zechariah 4 and 10 encourages us not to despise small beginnings, assuring them that God rejoices in the start of even seemingly insignificant tasks. What it don't even seem like it's much to you, it's big in the eyesight of God. This verse highlights that those who recognize God's work will see the fulfillment of his plans, symbolized by the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel, and that God's eyes, represented by the 7 lamps, are watching over the entire earth. And I want you to listen to the key points from Zechariah 4 and 10. Who has despised the day of small things? I know many of us, we may seem like, hey, this not enough for me to do. What may be small in somebody else's sight or even your sight is big in the eyesight of God. Do not despise small beginnings, because in your small beginnings, God is working on you. In your small beginnings, he is building trust. In your small beginnings, he is taking you through the refinery period to see whether or not you are able to handle the bigger task, the bigger assignments that he is getting ready to bless you with. So, people of God, despise not small beginnings, because what the word of God say, God smiles on it. God rejoices because he recognized his work is being fulfilled. His plans are being fulfilled. So he rejoices when you have begun in the small things. The second key point I want you to get is they shall rejoice and see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. When people see you starting at the bottom, when they see you start at the bottom, some people will rejoice with you because they see, hey, she don't mind beginning at the bottom to work herself up. And it's, we have that on the jobs. Some people will start at the bottom just to work themselves up. Why? Because if you start at the bottom, you can see yourself at the top. Guess what? You're going to work yourself up. You're going to do what you have to do within the company to work yourself up to get to the top. That's the same thing with God. Despise not small beginnings, because God will show you in the small beginning where he is getting ready for to take you. My God, today. This part refers to the rejoicing of God's people as they witnessed the progress of the temple that was being rebuilt and symbolized by the plumb line, which ensures a vertical alignment. In the small beginning, God is aligning you with purpose. He is aligning you with his plan. Oh my God. And you will be faithful to God's plan in the small beginning. So in essence, the entire verse encourages believers. Do not despise the small beginnings that are around you. Don't despise them at all, but rejoice. For the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. He is elated. He is happy that he can trust you to begin his work. As a teenager, David had been anointed to be the next king of Israel. And it was a remarkable moment. Yes, it was. But David didn't go to the palace right then. No, he didn't. He went back to the shepherd's field. You can be anointed, but first, there will be a time of testing. There will be a time of crushing. Ooh, my seat under the elbow shot. There will be a time of pruning. There will be a time of testing your faith. Oh my God. To get you prepared for what God has appointed you to do. Mm-hmm. Yes. You see, David could have complained. He could have said, I'm not going out there. I give up. But with no one watching him in the fields, he could have slacked out. But he kept being his best. I don't care what assignment God gives you. Do that assignment to the best of your ability. We serve an excellent God. And whatever you do for God, do it in the spirit of excellence. And that is my pet peeve. If you're not doing it in the spirit of excellence, don't invite me. Because that is being shameful to God. That is bringing a reproach on God. God gives us his best. So why can't we give God our best? Huh? You see, David was a king with a big dream. He was caring for the sheep. He was practicing with his sling to protect them from the other animals, never dreaming that one day he will use that same skill to slay a giant. David had to prove that he was ready to take care of God's people. Things you go through, God is pruning you. You have to prove. God is qualifying you. God is equipping you. Because God does not trust everybody over his people. Mm-mm. You have to have a heart for God's people. Come on here, somebody. He is preparing you in the midst of the small beginning. Mm. So people of God, don't you despise small beginnings. Don't slack off because you're not getting recognition. Don't slack off because nobody is calling your name. Don't slack off because it's getting hot in the kitchen. Come on here, somebody. Don't slack off Because let me tell you something, you're in preparation. Keep passing the test. Keep honoring God in your small beginning. Honor him every day, daily. Keep doing your best. Keep serving him. Serve him. Watch this. When no one is looking. Doing the right thing. When nobody seems to care. Let me tell you something. God is watching. Yes, he is. He is watching us. And he sees your faithfulness. And your spirit of excellence. So he can trust you with an amazing future. Whatever you do in that small beginning determines your future. Determine whether or not he can trust you. Determine whether or not you can handle the big things that God is getting ready to bless you with. Let us pray. Father, I thank you that you have given us an anointing and an appointing. Thank you that you are taking us through a preparation process to get us to our appointment, to our destiny, fulfilling our purpose. Spirit of the living God, we believe that we will and shall pass the faithfulness testing of being our best, serving you in the spirit of excellence, knowing, oh God, that you will get the glory and that we will humbly say yes to your will for where you are taking us, God. Lord, we thank you. We glorify you. God, I pray a special blessing on each and every one that is listening to the broadcast. God, even bless the ones that are connected to them, God. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, your labor is not in vain. Keep doing what he has called you to do. Yes, many would not understand, but it's not for them to understand. You heard the voice of God. You know what God told you to do. God say, do it. And watch him, even in the midst of it, blossom the assignment. Oh, and even in the midst, you know who I'm talking to. God say, he's going to shift you in the midst of the assignment. Because you are tired of staying in a stagnated position. God say, even on this day, he has plucked you out. To be set apart. He has plucked you out. He has loosened you. You are completely free. On this morning, God, we thank you. God, we give you the glory. God say, give him a praise right there. Hey, God, we give you the honor, God. We bless your name, God. We Shabbat you. On this morning, I feel the presence of the Lord so strong. God is going to do it. Every need is going to be met. God is going to do it. Do not despise small beginnings. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And always know, when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. Be blessed. I love you all.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.